Alvin. Well, the only time you hear the Chipmunks anymore is at Christmas time, isn't it, with that Chipmunk song that they did. David Seville, the Chipmunks, Ragtime Cowboy Joe, and Carl Perkins, Pink Paddle Pushers from 1958. Carl's 65th birthday was yesterday. 3:10, obviously it's odd and obscure again.
Joe Donovan, a friend you can depend on, 84 WHAS. Dum doobie dum wo, doobie doobie dum doobie dum wo, doobie doobie dum doobie dum wo, tonight I fell in love, whoa, tonight.
Stuff for the Tokens, I think 1960, and tonight I fell in love. 12 after 3. Well, a lot of things to play back again that you called in yesterday, and most everything in this hour, of course, is just that odd and obscure, and some more so than others, but it's a strange hour in the middle of the morning. Gives us a chance, though, to play some of those songs that were indeed hits, just not real big ones that you suggested and you remembered. Phone is open yet. Get your call in, your request in. Next to last call before we shut down the request line at 4. So get them in. 571-8484. 1-800-444-8484. Children, San Francisco songs back in the mid-60s, the Flower Pot Men, Let's Go to San Francisco, odd and obscure. God, might call it a hit parade extra because I was played by a few stations around the country back then, one of those you rarely ever hear anymore, and of course, it winds up on this show. Here are the Serendipity Singers from 64.
Oh no, don't let the rain come down.
One of those crazy things that's right at home in the odd and obscure, mana mana, the little singing in the shower kind of stuff. That's taken from a movie called Sweden, Heaven or Hell from many years ago, back in the late 60s. 3:21. Once in a while, somebody writes a song that everybody wants to record because they're so sure it's going to be a hit. This is one of those that was recorded by several artists when it came out. I don't know that it ever became much of a hit in this country, but that's one version of Knock Knock, Who's There? Mary Hopkin from 73. 334.
Get a motivated motor at Louisville Motor Exchange.
The heartbeat of your vehicle is your engine. And if it should ever stop performing, don't call 911. Call Louisville Motor Exchange. At Louisville Motor Exchange, they'll install a fuller remanufactured engine with a factory-ridden warranty at a fraction of the cost of a new car. Here's manager Beth Clyer Hopper.
We at Louisville Motor Exchange cordially invite you to visit our shop and see how we install our engines. We stand behind our work, and our pledge to you is one of quality service and helpful advice to keep your engine running its best. We've been a family-owned business for over 40 years, and we take pride in a job well done. You can trust your engine to us, so come see an engine shop that truly cares about you and your vehicle.
Louisville Motor Exchange, the engine people, located at 1024 East Jefferson Street.
Now in our second generation of giving courteous service and advice.
Get a motivated motor at Louisville Motor Exchange.
Still have a few things to give away this morning.
Talked to one of the Turtles years ago, said, which one of the songs you recorded were you most surprised did not become a major hit? And this is one he was surprised about. I can see why it didn't. It's just too, it's like they tried too hard. Too many different chord and structure and too much harmony. It's just something that's too, it's like they tried too hard on it. It's just too involved. Story of Rock and Roll, Harry Nilsson's song, and the Turtles from 68. 20 till 4, stand by for another Name It and Claim It. Be thinking about what song you want. Your chance to win on that comes up shortly.
Keys. It's the 17 to 4, and all right, let's do a Name It and Claim It. One more chance for you to win a copy on tape of any song that you've ever heard me play on this show. I'm going to make a copy of We Are the World, USA for Africa, and Robert in Louisville. That's the one that he wants. Let's see who's our first Name It and Claim It winner this morning. You might ask for something out of the 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s. Might be a major hit. Usually you ask for the oddball things that are kind of hard to get out of print. For obvious reasons, records you haven't been able to buy in years. Here's a chance to finally get a recording of that favorite song of yours. We'll put it on tape for you. I'm just set. You can win this contest only once, so pick your song carefully. You've got 18 or 19,000 to pick from. All you do is call, and if you're the right caller, you can name it and claim it. All right, let's do it. 571-8484, toll free, 800-444-8484.
Everybody knows you came with him, but another girl caught his eye. Oh, now you're sitting there all alone watching them dance by.
I'll take you home.
I'll take you home. Cause little girl, I'm lonely. Oh, yeah.
I'll take you home, because little girl, I'm lonely, too. Drifters, 1963. Have my second Name It and Claim It winner. Thank you. Sonny is here. Two local winners this morning. That doesn't happen very often. Sonny here in Louisville gets you a Gilbert O'Sullivan and Claire. That's the one he wants. All right. Our two Name It and Claim It winners, 13 to 4. And last call to get your song in for tomorrow. Here's WHAS Storm Team Weather. Cold this morning, 23. That would be a record low if we get that low. Cloudy and cool today, 52. And then cloudy, breezy, mild showers, thunder showers Friday, high of 62. Right now, north wind at 5, 32 degrees, the wind chill 29.
Is your golf swing worth $1 million? Find out at the Fifth Third Bank Derby Festival Million Dollar Hole-in-One Contest, which runs April 18th through the 27th from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Try your luck for $1 a shot. Two qualifiers every morning and afternoon get daily prizes for their shots closest to the pin and become eligible for the Million Dollar Prize. Then be at Seneca Park Golf Course on April 29th at 6 p.m. for the finals of the Hole-in-One Contest, sponsored by Fifth Third Bank and co-sponsored by 84WHAS, with contributing sponsors Kentuckiana Golf Course Superintendents and KPGA.
Dixieland. Yeah, that's great. W.C. Handy's Yellow Dog Blues and Joe Derensburg is Dixie Flyers from 1958. Sure, that was a hit. Didn't make top 10, but one of those hits, and that's the kind of thing we feature in this odd and obscure. 10 minutes to 4, WHAS.
Well, roll on, buddy. Don't you roll slow. Coming back.
Favorite from the 50s and 60s, 84, WHAS.
rockabilly show. Good theme song, wouldn't it? Jive of tones. It's 5-4 on 84 WHAS San Joe Donovan. 5 minutes left in odd and obscure. Last call request line. Final chance. Get an for playback on the show. Nice friend. Nice friend. Nice Sunday, darling, you're going to miss me. I'm on the yellow MGM label from years ago, Connie Francis at 84 WHCS. About out of time here in Auburn. Sure, we have an hour to go yet. Morning Almanac, next hour, we'll get some of the other news and Hollywood news about 4:40. And a few more requests to get in. Another prize or two to give away. Missile cracks off Long Island. A Minnesota newspaper says three pilots claim they saw what appeared to be missiles or rockets off the New York City area on March 17th. That affirmative, the National Transportation Safety Board says they are checking it out.
We take these reports seriously, and we have asked for and received the radar tapes from that night, and our analysts are currently reviewing
it. Well, it says the NTSB has determined the Navy was conducting missile tests on March 17th, but off the Florida coast. That's part of the north off Long Island. The report from the St. Paul Pioneer Press is significant because of the recurring rumors a missile might have downed TWA Flight 800 last summer. Congress gets down to business today on the subject of campaign fundraising for the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee due to meet to discuss a pending investigation of White House fundraising practices. The Democrats want a wider probe.
Democrat Henry Waxman insists an investigation of foreign campaign contributions is too important for partisan politics. Waxman wants the House investigation to cover congressional races as well as the presidential campaign, the way a Senate committee is doing. But Republican Dan Burton says no way, and Burton appears to have the votes.
That's ABC's Vic Ratner reporting from Washington. Singer-songwriter Laura Nyro has died in New York at the age of 49 following a long battle with ovarian cancer. Laura Nyro was one of the leading female singers during the 60s and 70s. Peter Galway, who's executive producer of Astor Place Records, says she touched an awful lot of people.
Laura as a performer was absolutely riveting, and the people who know her music and who remember her and who have gone to her shows, she's changed their lives. Her fans are truly a dedicated bunch of people.
Galway says a Laura Nyro tribute record called Time and Love is due out next month. You're listening to ABC News.
Investors, pay close attention to the soybean market in 97. Our research indicates potential for another huge move in soybean prices. In 96, the U.S. produced one of the largest crops in history, but worldwide demand has left the U.S. with the lowest stockpile in 20 years. This year's demand will likely exceed production for the second year in a row. And if demand does not slow, prices could skyrocket again. Commodity trading involves risk and is not for everyone. Investors can lose some or more than they invest. So it's important to get all the information by calling Ceres Trading Group at 800-224-1770. Find out how a $5,000 investment could return over $15,000 after commissions and fees in the next several weeks. Shrinking supplies and soaring demand make this the perfect time to find out about the soybean market. Call for free market reports, charts, and graphs illustrating this potential explosive profitable opportunity in the soybean market. Call 800-224-1770. That's 800-224-1770. 224-1770.
Medical research may have moved medicine closer to improving the lives of people who suffer from arthritis.
This is a drug which could have truly the promise of a miracle. Researchers in New Orleans say they're working on a drug which is actually reversing arthritis in lab animals, not just masking symptoms. The drug is also alleviating the symptoms of diabetes. The drug has a very long scientific name, but is known by the initials MEG. Doctors caution not to expect this drug anytime soon. They have only tested it with lab animals, and it is years from human tests. John Lyons, ABC News.
Deputy Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers is among those expected to go to Capitol Hill today to testify before a Senate panel that's asking a lot of questions about Internal Revenue Service operations. Summers claims modern technology is helping the IRS get its work done this year a lot faster.
More people are getting more refunds more quickly than in past years. The number of people who've been able to file on the telephone is up by nearly 25%. More and more people are using computers. Electronic filing has actually increased by more than 20%. And the IRS internet page, which actually won an award, has gotten some 80 million hits.
Summers also says technology is helping in another way. He says the IRS is catching up a lot faster with people who want to cheat on their taxes. This is ABC News. It's 4:04. Good morning. I'm Eric Cooper, News Radio 84 WHAS. A 23-year-old University of Louisville student is fighting for life this morning after an alleged fraternity hazing incident. 23-year-old Sean Braxton is in critical condition after suffering severe kidney and spleen damage in the attack. The police department's Aaron Graham says it's still unclear exactly what happened, but police believe Braxton was injured during some type of hazing ritual, possibly involving a paddle. No charges have been filed, and Braxton was apparently a willing victim. So Graham says charges may never be filed in this case.
That is a problem for us. Right now, we have taken the report as an injured person, and that's because he voluntarily submitted to this ritual. And we're faced with the fact that there might not be any prosecution, but regardless of that, we have to still complete the investigation on the possibility that there could be charges filed at a later date.
About 15 people were involved in the incident, and detectives will now begin questioning members of the fraternity. It's back to court today for two Eastern Kentucky teens suspected in Sunday's slaying of a Tennessee couple. The teens are part of a group of six who were arrested Tuesday in Arizona and charged in the case. Four members have agreed to waive extradition, but the two teens will face a hearing today on that matter. The six are accused in the roadside shooting death of the Tennessee couple and their daughter, then critically wounding their three-year-old son. Tennessee authorities say the group could be returned to Tennessee by early next week. Meanwhile, a trial date has been set for a Western Kentucky man charged with killing a Muhlenberg County High School cheerleader. 22-year-old Robert Keith Woodall will go on trial October 28th. Woodall was indicted last month on charges of kidnapping, rape, and murder in the January death of 16-year-old Sarah Hansen. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty in this case. 4:06 at News Radio 84 WHAS. None of the tickets sold for the Powerball game last night matched all six numbers. They were 17, 36, 42, 43, 45, and Powerball number 16. Here are the winning numbers in the Kentucky Lottery Pick 3 from last night, 883. The Pick 4 is 0903. Cash 5, 6, 7, 8, 24, and 28. And Lotto Kentucky numbers, 13, 17, 19, 33, 35, and 41. The Hoosier Lottery Daily 3, 140. The Daily 4, 8097. And the Lucky 5, 4, 9, 16, 31, and 36. The WHAS Storm Team forecast is coming up next. 4:07 at News Radio 84, WHAS.
Rough road ahead? Better have a set of tough tires to get you where you want to go. Let Tony's Brake and Alignment show you the sure way to get a smoother ride with BF Goodrich TA tires. On or off the road, you'll benefit from much more than just great value for your money. You'll benefit from advanced tire engineering built into every TA tire. That translates into the particular kind of performance you require. Whether it's the all-terrain TA, mud-terrain TA, or trail TA, Tony's Brake and Alignment can provide you with a set of tires tough enough to stand up to just about any driving condition. And no matter what you drive, a sports car, pickup, van, or 4x4, there's a BF Goodrich TA tire that's just right for your vehicle. BF Goodrich TA tires are engineered as tough as they come. So drive in today to Tony's Brake and Alignment, family-owned for 35 years, where you get zero-tolerance balancing on the car 1.5 miles south of Water Street on Copper River Road. Insurance concerning all of us. At the 13th Center of Safety and Health Conference, state and national experts will answer all of your occupational safety and health questions. It's informative and educational content that will be held at every fair for the benefits of your result and skills yourself. Over 54 workshops will be featured, as well as 118 exhibitors. The workshops cover areas such as OSHA standards and record-keeping practices, ergonomic programming, workers' comp, and human resource management. They are designed specifically for employers, employees, safety committees, healthcare professionals, human resources staff, occupational, and industrial hygienists. CEUs will be provided for many of these groups. Registrants may also work to receive the OSHA 10-hour construction safety and health certification. Keynote speakers include Governor Paul Patton, Lieutenant Governor Steve Henry, and Dr. Scott Geller and Hank Flip. For registration information, call Don Cook at 502-564-3070. Sponsored by the Kentucky Safety and Health Network.
You'd be amazed at what a smile on your face will do for your afternoon. Check it out with Terry Miners and Company, 307 on 84 WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station.
We have a freeze advisory in effect this morning. Here in cold, the low 23 degrees. Increasing cloudiness and cool today, the high 52, and partly cloudy, not as cold later tonight, and low at 43. The outlook for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, mild chance of showers and thundershowers, high 62, and mostly cloudy Saturday, breezy and cooler with rain ending, high at 53. We're at the freezing mark, 32 degrees, under mostly clear skies in Louisville. I'm Eric Cooper, News Radio 84, WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.